Yo, welcome back, Femi Greater Heights and NCC. I love when NCC comes out to debunk a particular news going around. And the news going around is that NCC has started clamping down on phone lines that do not have NIN, that's a national identification number or national identity number, linked to those phone lines. But NCC has come out and said, I'm just going to quote, open quote, "The attention of the Nigerian Communications Commission, NCC, has been drawn to numerous publications in both print and electronic media regarding the unfounded fears of mass disconnection of telephone subscribers as a result of the ongoing linkage of SIM registration records with the National Identity Number, NIN. It is therefore necessary for the Commission to issue this clarification to allay fears of subscribers and general public." Now, that is their way of saying it is not true. So for those of you speaking grammar and saying NCC has started clamping down on lines, that is not true, because I'm just going to give you some details you should know. The maximum number of lines you can link with your NIN is 7. So if you have 7 phone numbers, you can only link your NIN to 7 phone lines. For those of you that have more than that, you have to rethink and re-strategize. For someone like me, I think I have 3. Then my MiFi at home, then my other MiFi, that's 5. So I have 5. Now, some details you should know is that the NIMC has launched the app again. Remember last year, this app was launched and it was bonkers. It was terrible. The user experience was so bad. I complained about that app on my show, but guess what? They've revamped the app, the NIMC app, and it is available on your respective stores. But I downloaded the app over the weekend and there was a problem trying to link my phone. There's this authorization that it does whereby it requests for your phone number, the phone number you used in registering, so that you can have full access to the app. But there was this authentication error that was between weekend and now, but I do not know if that has been rectified. But I'll give it a try today and see if it has started working. But you can go on Play Store or any other store you know. For those of you using iPhone, try and see if you can get the app on your iPhone. But I know it is available on Play Store. It is called MWS:NIMC Mobile ID. So if you're searching for it, write this down: MWS:NIMC Mobile ID. You're going to find it there. It's going to ask you for your 11 digit NIN, give you some app welcome screens, about 3 or 4, then enter all those particular details and authenticate that app. With that app, you can use it, according to the commission, if you're going on the road and you need to verify, you're going to an office and you need to show that this is who I am and this is my NIN, you can actually show them through your slip, physical or through that app on your phone. So start getting used to using that particular app. And another weird news is coming from NIMC. Now, the commission has stated that if you registered with the wrong date of birth and you want to change your date of birth, it is going to cost 15,000 naira. For those of you that put fake age then and you want to change your date of birth, you want to correct it, or I don't know if this works, but can somebody just go and correct and try to reduce? I don't know how they checkmate this thing. But then the commission is saying that if you are changing or you are making correction to your date of birth, the processing fee is 15,000 naira. Then if you want to change your address, if you are living somewhere, you want to change your address to another address, or you want to correct your name, that will cost 500 naira. So take note, if you want to change your date of birth, 15,000 naira. If you want to change your address or you want to correct your name, it is going to cost you 500 naira. Then if you want to replace your card, you misplaced your NIN slip and you want to get another one, is going to cost you 5,000 naira. So take notes, 5,000 naira if you want to get another slip, 500 naira if you want to change your address or your name, you want to correct your name, that is 500 naira. If you want to change or you want to correct your date of birth, maybe correction, the word there is correct. I do not think they mean change, but the right word here they used is correct. So if you want to correct your date of birth, the processing fee is 15,000 naira. So I wish you guys all the best as you delve into this new age of a solid database of Nigeria. Nigeria is moving to a permanent site. At least with the United States, we know our democracy is not as bad as we think. My name is still Femi Greater Heights. This is Talk Tech. I'll be right back.